with this KLAM Sports Update. For this Friday, January 9th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. We've got a Wario Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader for you. Galen Catholic at Trinity Christian. Our coverage starts at around 5:45. Girls game at 6. Boys game at 7:30. You can catch the contest right here on KLAM Radio. You can listen online at KLAM1410.com, or you can watch it on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel as well. That's coming your way tonight. Galen Catholic at Trinity Christian in girls and boys basketball coverage starts around 5:45. Let's get to the rundown from yesterday on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page, and we'll start in wrestling competition. A number of duels taking place involving our area teams. Let's start in girls wrestling, where Lamar's Community and Hinton were in action in an MRAC double duel at Sioux City North. In the duel between the Blackhawks and the Bulldogs, that duel went the way of the Hinton Blackhawks as they stayed undefeated in MRAC duel competition, 53-30 over the Bulldogs. Lamar's second duel against Sioux City North, well, that went the way of the Stars. Stars beat the Bulldogs in that duel, 56-22. Lamar's got 2-0 nights from Brooklyn DeRocher and Maryland Roller as they take two losses as a team. The Blackhawks in their second duel, also against Sioux City North, they defeated the Stars 48-36. Caden Smith, Charlie Kunkel, and Malia McHugh all went 2-0 for the Blackhawks as they pick up two duel wins and remain undefeated once again in MRAC dual competition. Also in girls wrestling yesterday, Akron Westfield hosting a number of teams for dual competition in Akron. The Westerners went 4-1 on the day in their five duels of competition. The Westerners defeated Sheldon South O'Brien 42-24, beat Sibley O'Cheaton 30-24, beat Western Christian 36-12, and squeaked by Woodbury Central 36-30, while falling to Central Lyon George Little Rock 60-24. Top wrestlers on the day for the Westerners: Jocelyn Lennon had to wrestle in three matches, and she won all three of them. Kai Utesh went 2-0 in matches. Isabella Utesh went 2-0 as well, and Bree Rolfus went 1-0 for the Westerners as they pick up four dual victories on the day, going 4-1 overall. We'll have the rundown of the other dual scores from that set of duels at Akron Westfield yesterday. You can check those out at KLEM1410.com. We'll go to the boys wrestling side of things, where the Lamar's Community boys were also in action at Sioux City North in an MRAC double duel. The Bulldogs pick up a big MRAC boys duel victory. The Bulldogs defeated Sioux City North to start the day, 59-24. However, the Bulldogs ran into the number 8 ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors at that double duel as well, and the Bulldogs lost that one 73-9. Lamar's top wrestler on the day was Cougar Sargason. He picked up a win in both duels, going 2-0, as the Bulldogs split their duels at Sioux City North. The other duel in that triangular saw 8th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton shut out Sioux City North 78-0. The Hinton boys wrestling team was competing in a quad of sorts at home. The 6th-ranked Blackhawks swept through their duels, defeating Boyden Hall Rock Valley 53-19 and stomping Central Lyon George Little Rock 57-9. Braden Anderson, Jack Border, Quinton Smith, Garrett Gant, Carson Rober, Tommy Tanner, Jackson Kunkel, and Brooks Beetlespocker. 8 Blackhawks all went 2-0 yesterday at home against a couple of tough teams in boys wrestling, as the Blackhawks are still undefeated in dual competition. The other duels there in Hinton yesterday: 9th-ranked West Sioux also in attendance. The Blackhawks and Falcons did not wrestle each other. West Sioux defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 39-35, and they defeated Central Lyon George Little Rock 51-21. Finally, in boys wrestling yesterday, Western Valley Conference dual competition at MVAOCOU saw Kingsley Pearson beat the Rams of MVAOCOU 41-22. And fall to 14th-ranked Lawton Bronson 75-6, a 1-1 day in conference dual competition. Darius Rasmussen, he won his only matchup of the day. Alexander McCoy, Jesse Chin, and Jasper Moore all went 1-1 as the Panthers went 1-1 in conference dual competition. Also in that set of duels, it was 14th-ranked Lawton Bronson defeating West Monona Whiting 48-36, and then West Monona Whiting beat MVAOCOU 47-18. We go now to the basketball scoreboard from yesterday in girls competition in the Missouri River Activities Conference. The Lamar's Community Girls fell in another ranked non-conference matchup, this time against 11th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley, a final of 48-34. Georgia Bixman had 9 points. Kinley Schmidt had 8 points. Maya Scove had 7, but it might have been the play of Avery Neas off the bench in the second half. She scored 6 points off the bench and was able to spark the Bulldogs in a number of different facets. Head coach Sydney Rudin says she just does a lot of the little things for her team.
She does a really good job defensively for us. She just does a lot of the dirty work for us and made some free throws for us, which is what we need when we weren't shooting well at the free throw line either. But, yeah, Avery has really done a great job of being that next person off our bench, which is exactly what we need. We need some more depth, and she showed that tonight. And I'm really proud of her and excited to see where that'll take her.
The Bulldogs fallen to 2-7 with the loss. Also in MRAC girls basketball, second-ranked Bishop Heelan rolled past Kemper Catholic 77-28. In non-conference competition as well, in Remsen, it was Kingsley Pearson defeating Remsen St. Mary's 57-29. The Panthers got a double-digit scoring effort from Addie Foster. She had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Julia Howard, 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 steals. And Ada Pratt added another 8 points and 5 rebounds for the Panthers. And a good non-conference win there. In the Western Valley Conference as well, Woodbury Central beat Boyer Valley 49-38, while top-ranked St. Albert doubled up West Monona 66-33. In the War Eagle Conference in girls basketball, 12th-ranked George Little Rock was a winner over Boyden Hall 62-41. Harris Lake Park steamrolled Storm Lake St. Mary's 52-12. And it was Hartley Melvin Sanborn, a big winner over West Sioux 49-16. In boys competition in the MRAC, non-conference matchup for the Bulldog boys, they were battling the defending state champion MOC Floyd Valley Dutchman. And the Dutch got the Bulldogs in that contest 62-48, thanks in large part to another rough second half for the Bulldogs. But things got started well with Lamar is forcing MOC to beat the Dogs from the outside shooting threes. That's because Lamar's head coach Cody Dierkup says his team really focused on being better down in the post on defense.
After that Sioux Center game, we didn't practice on Wednesday. All he did is watch film in my classroom and really kind of showed them some things they did really well, showed them some things that they worked on, went over MOC, kind of what they're going to try to do to us in the half court and underneath out of bounds. And our guys did a really nice job of doing that.
4 different Bulldogs finished in double figures. Tyson Augustine had 12 points, Mason Pippett 11 points, Jack Wells had 11 points, and Andrew Grant had 11 points as well, but the Bulldogs fall to 4-5 with the loss. Also in non-conference competition yesterday, Kingsley Pearson's boys, they continue to win. They're having a nice run this start of the season, defeating Remsen St. Mary's 59-48. It was Boyer Valley defeating Woodbury Central in non-conference action 47-43, and West Monona fell to St. Albert 76-61. Involving War Eagle Conference competition, George Little Rock fell to 5th-ranked Boyden Hall 67-24. Harris Lake Park, big winner over Storm Lake St. Mary's 64-15. And it was Hartley Melvin Sanborn over West Sioux 60-42. Finally, to the bowling alley in girls competition, the MMCR Hugh Remsen St. Mary's Galen bowling team fell to Hartley Melvin Sanborn 22-53-19-14. Aubrey Klein bowled a 301 to lead MMCRU RSM Galen, a 186 best game as part of that series. And Allie Naki bowled a 299 with a 161 best game. The girls averaged a 133 Baker score. On the boys' side of that meet, it was 27-68 to 25-74 in favor of Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Kinnick Moaning led MMCRU RSM Galen with a 379 and a 212 best game. Bruce Glassmaker bowled a 373 series with a 211 best game, and Brody Penning bowled a 372 series with a 197 best game and a 153 Baker average for the MMCRU RSM Galen boys. You can check out all those scores on our website right now at KLEM1410.com. The sports schedule today is fully dominated by basketball. Let's get you the rundown there. In the Missouri for Activities Conference, Lamar's community hosts the Storm Lake Tornadoes. The Tornado boys are number 4 in the state. They've got a Creighton commit on their team. going to want to come on out to the Lamar's Community Gym and see if the Bulldogs can pick up some big wins against old conference rivals. Also in the MRAC in basketball, Sioux City West is at Fort Dodge and Sioux City North is at Western Christian. In the War Eagle Conference in basketball, Galen Catholics at Trinity Christian. We've got that set of contests for you right here on KLEM. Our coverage is set to begin around 5:45. You can also watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel tonight. George Little Rock is at Hinton. Remsen St. Mary's is at Harris Lake Park. It's South O'Brien at Akron Westfield. And MMCRU is at Sibley O'Cheedon. Then in the Western Valley Conference in basketball, Kingsley Pearson's at MVAOCOU. It's Lawton Bronson at OABCIG. Westwood is at Ridgeview. And Siouxland Christian's at Woodbury Central for a boys-only contest. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Make sure you tune in tonight to some high school basketball. Galen Catholic is at Trinity Christian. Our coverage starts around 5:45 right here on KLEM Radio, or you can watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.